anything better than a job before dawn?
Huh. Yeah. Everything.
And you just have to get through the first 30 minutes and then the numbness kicks in.
Oh, but when I say that about margaritas, suddenly I have a problem.
We never have time to do this. There's always some crisis going on. But right now, everything is nice and calm.
Oh, DJ, why would you tempt the fates like that?
I have a crisis.
You did this.
Now that I have been declared the one, I must propose to Kimmy Gibbler.
Oh, that's so great. Congratulations.
Wait, aren't you already engaged?
Oh, I proposed so long ago, our engagement must have expired. I'm ashamed to admit it may have involved a falcon. I'm also ashamed to admit that I can't find that falcon and I lost a sizable deposit. Help me, DJ.
Well, I'm not paying for your lost bird deposit. You should ask your business partner, Steve, when he's back in town.
No, I need help with a proposal. Since you've known Kimmy all of her life, you know how to make this perfect. She deserves the very best, and to me, the very best means DJ.
Fernando?
Oh, did you just touch my cold, dead heart?
I almost feel guilty for all the impolite things I've said about you in my head. I'm in.
Thank you, DJ!
Okay, I have to brainstorm this proposal. Come on, Seth, let's go for another run.
Oh, yeah. Right behind you. Yeah, she really does her best thinking alone.
This feels so nice. What kind of massage oil are you using?
Russian dressing. It's great for neck cramps and pastrami.
Well, it's definitely a step up from the salmon schmear foot rub you gave me. You know, I had cats following me for blocks. And this is nice, honey, but shouldn't you be working?
Oh, don't worry. I've got a crack team behind the counter.
Aren't there child labor laws and health codes? Because we're currently in violation of both.
You're not getting paid to complain. You're getting paid to make sandwiches for the post-proposal party. We're not getting paid at all. You guys should have negotiated a better deal. I'm getting a buck a sandwich, plus full dental and vision.
All right, honey. Well, I gotta go help with this proposal. But we can't keep the engagement ring in the house, so I'm gonna give it to you. It's a big responsibility.
That's awesome! I like my responsibilities like I like my sandwiches. Big!
Wait, so he's really contributing to your 401k?
I'm on track to retire at 17.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Uncle Jimmy, you have that look on your face that you get when you're about to have an anxiety scream.
Anxiety!
I sense something's up.
Stephanie wants me to hold on to the engagement ring, and I know because I'm such a good sandwich maker, everybody thinks I'm a good ring hider.
No one thinks that.
No one thinks I'm a good sandwich maker?
Anxiety!
I'm technically not a therapist, but sounds to me like just the subject of you holding the ring is making you anxious.
I've never had a responsibility this big.
Don't you have a baby?
I'm not gonna hide the ring in a baby, Ramona. That's the first place people will look.
We don't have much time. Kimmy is getting her hair done. 45 minutes for color, 15 minutes for selfies.
I'll make this quick. You want it over the top? Well, you have come to the right place.
I love it.
Oh, the hat is
isn't the over-the-top part, but I'm glad you love it, because as ringleader of this proposal, you'll be the one wearing it.
I was right to ask the first time.
Now picture this. Circus ring over here, fire twirlers over there, and a roving squad of acrobats serving hors d'oeuvres.
I like to call them snackrobats.
And then I propose.
Well, this is an amateur hour. We are just getting started.
I don't think you can top this top hat.
Behold, Matt Muscles, the world's strongest man.
Shouldn't a strong man be wearing spandex?
Not if he ate a whole pizza last night.
Next up. Entering center ring, Stephanie Tanner, the bearded lady.
So I just stand here looking hairy?
Yes. She did not say a talking bearded lady.
Up next, we have our fearless lion tamer, Tommy, and his ferocious beast, Cosmo. Tommy, actually, it's the lion that's... You know what? Forget about it. You just look cute. And now for the grand finale. You are going to walk the tightrope of passion to Kimmy and profess your love. You'll kneel, give her a ring, and say, marry me, amor.
And then the falcon.
No falcon!
I'm back. Where is everybody?
Oh, it's Kimmy. Hide the evidence.
Human doctor, but if she were a horse, we'd have to put her down.
Well, we finished that fast.
When they pay you $0, you have incentive to get out of here quickly.
I'm buying a condo.
Well, let's get these to the house before the proposal.
Oh, yep. Let me just grab the engagement ring. Engagement ring. Which I put where?
Did you check your pockets?
That's what this is. What do you think I'm doing?
Relax. Let's retrace your steps.
Okay. Woke up around 6 this morning. I had a bowl of raisin
bran. No. Retrace your steps since you had the ring.
Okay. It was after I gave my fiance a massage with Russian dressing, but before I made all of these sandwiches. I'm gonna go check the lost and found. Remind me to make a lost and found.
Don't look at me. Ask employee of the month. When you got it, you got it.
Oh, I hope Kimmy is okay. I really wish Fernando would have let me go with them to the hospital. Well, he's only got a two-seater and... You read every billboard out loud. I think she's suffered enough.
Look who's back!
Happy faces, everyone!
Hi, guys. Oh, Kimmy, I am so sorry about your leg.
Oh, don't feel bad, Deej. The doctors say I should walk again in 6 months. A year tops.
Let me help you to your room, Kimberlina.
Oh, no, I got it. I need to practice crawling up the stairs by myself.
thing.
It's true, you have.
Well, Deej, it was a great idea, but I think the big top proposal is off. No! No, Kimmy would never give up on us, so we are not going to give up on her. She's my best friend, and she deserves this now more than ever, so we are going to find something bigger and better that will blow her mind. Yeah! Yeah! So let's put our heads together and think of something. Yeah! Yeah!
Well, I guess I have been hanging on to one last idea.
Yeah! Oh, really now, you guys, stop.
I know we've got to find this ring, but it kills me to destroy a perfectly good sandwich. I'm sorry. You deserve better, fella.
Or ladies. I mean, why do sandwiches all have to be male?
Pick your battles, Ramona.
I found it.
The ring?
No, the sandwich I made with only two slices of salami. I made it as an Easter egg to myself.
Pick your battles, Ramona. Well, it's not here, Jimbo. I think it's time to come clean to Aunt Stephanie.
Yep, I guess that's what I'm gonna have to do.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Anxiety!
What did I tell you guys about having food fights?
Not during work hours.
No, no, not ever.
Okay, Steph, you might want to sit down for this, but not on the prosciutto. We need that. Here's the deal. I know I may not always be the most responsible man or woman, but I do try really hard.
Honey, I have the ring.
Nope, you got to listen to me on this. I've been trying to be a more responsible man and to listen to you. And did you just say you have the ring?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of forgot to give it to you. So I guess neither of us are as responsible as we should be. We're really going to need each other to get through this world.
Yeah, that's what makes us perfect for each other. You're like the sneeze guard to my salad bar.
Yeah, sure, let's go with that. Hangar door, here comes the plane.
Oh, Deej, you don't have to do that. A choo-choo train is fine. Deej, why are you feeding her? Her arms still work?
Oh, leave me alone. I'm expressing my guilt through food.
Hey, Steph, do you hear that music?
Yeah, where's that coming from?
I don't know, but it's pretty catchy.
Deej, is something wrong with your shoulder? Did you guys just make that up on the spot? Because, wow!
Let's go for a ride, sis.
Hey, what's going on? It's like I'm in It's a Small World, but without the dirty water.
kidding. She's broken. Guys, what this is, it's not what we rehearsed. Here.
You can't have a flash mob without inviting us.
And he can't tango without his dance partner.
Uh-oh.
Hi, kiddo.
Look,
I just had to be here for your big moment.
What big moment?
Oh, this one.
Hey, Deej.
Steve?
What do you say, Mr. Tanner? Do I have your blessing?
Of course you do.
Oh, Atlanta.
Donna Jo Margaret Tanner Fuller. We first met 27 years ago, and my life has never been the same. The good times with you were some of the best of my whole life. I don't know how we lost each other, but somehow we found each other again. Life pulled us apart once. I never want that to happen again. I never want to miss another moment with you and Jackson and Max and Tommy. You're the last thing I think about when I fall asleep at night. And I would be the happiest man in the world if yours was the first face I see when I wake up every morning. DJ, will you marry me?
Yes. For me?
No, you did this for you.
And you're totally worth it.
And I've been hiding out in the alcove for 2 days and nobody noticed.
You're impossible to surprise. The only way to trick you was to keep you busy tricking Kimmy.
Kimmy and I do not need to get re-engaged. That's not even a thing.
Oh, I beg to differ. Fernando Hernandez Guerrero, Fernandez Guerrero. Will you make me the happiest woman alive and be my husband again?
Oh, my Kimberlina, yes, yes, I'm gonna get back, yes!
Mom, Papa, I'm so happy for you.
You know what this all means? We're all getting married!
Oh, does this mean we need to get re-engaged?
No, get up, that's only for crazy people. Oh.
I can't believe my girls are getting married. And I can't believe I consider Kimmy Gibbler one of my girls.
Thanks, Mr. T. Does that mean you'll pay for my wedding, too?
You're definitely one of my girls. Oh, today was so beautiful. And so are all of you. I love you.
I love you, too, Dad.
I love you, sweetie.
I love you, Dad.
And I even love you. Aww. Move that bow. You know, it's so nice to have three daughters again. All right. If you need me, I'll just be in the alcove.
Oh. Just think. 5 years ago, we all moved in here together single. And now we are all engaged at the same time. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really not that surprising. Ladies like us don't stay on the market for long. I just had the craziest idea. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? We do the dance all over again? I'll get my chair. No. We have shared our lives together for so long. Why not share the best day of our lives? Wait. A triple wedding? Well, I, for one, love that idea.
You know, I think I love it too.
A triple wedding!
Oh, it is going to be so easy planning our weddings together in a beautiful cathedral.
On a beach at Mazatlan.
Up in the International Space Station.
Okay, maybe this will be a little more complicated than we thought.
More wine?
Yes, definitely. Please. But don't worry, ladies, we are going to figure this out. Triple wedding howl on three, two,
I do!